With us right now, Mayor Andrew Halverson. The closed session done. After that, a very quick vote. It appears you have a deal for the Dunham's building. Would you care to elaborate on that or pass off to Michael?
We do. We have an excellent relationship that we've been able to nurture over the last several months in working with Great Lakes Educational Loan Services, which, of course, is the second largest student loan processor in the United States. If most students have student loans, odds are that Great Lakes is processing it. They've seen a great deal of growth over the last several years, and they are looking to expand. Stevens Point was positioned competitively between a few other communities throughout the Midwest and the country, and we were fortunate enough to be able to land them here and land them for 150 new jobs for Stevens Point as part of this and occupying the former Dunham's building in downtown. So the $500,000 that was authorized today will go for leasehold improvements that will be paid back as part of that lease over years 2 through 7. The 10-year lease will be with no rent, no consideration for year one, and then they will also be investing $1 million in leasehold improvements into the building. So as many of your listeners will remember, this was a very intricate real estate transaction in the first place, but the taxpayers of the city are well served because through the base rent, we will recoup all of the money that we expended in purchasing the Dunham's building as part of the mall project. So this project is spectacular given the fact that the deed that we possess is signed but held in escrow, and a period of time has to lapse. 10 years is perfect for that and allows us to have a fully renovated building after that period of time and 150 new jobs for the city of Stevens Point. So it's a tremendous success. We're thrilled anytime we can get new jobs, especially at these kinds of numbers, at 150 new jobs, and to inject them in the downtown is exactly what we've been looking to do for a long time.
Let's explain the leaseholder improvements. What type of things is that money going to go towards?
Leasehold improvements will go to HVAC improvements, office construction, cubicle construction, and all of the hardcore construction that will need to be done to the building to get it ready to be a new and vibrant office building with 150 new jobs in it.
While we have you, Mr. Mayor, quite a bit of discussion on the pay study. You're getting down to the wire here with the budget just a week away. I am sure that this is frustrating for everybody, both you and the council. What is next?
Well, the situation is the council very specifically obviously passed their motion. They eliminated some of the comparables that were on the original list. We're going to have to vet what that implication really means. Procedurally make some decisions if we need to as part of that, and also evaluate that with Mr. Carlson as to how much the time delay is here. The Personnel Committee, in my opinion, has delayed action on this for so long that it's now presenting a real scenario where we have a budgetary problem that they created. Not the administration. The Personnel Committee approved hiring a consultant for $25,000 and now apparently wants to single-handedly decide how we're going to do the study. If we wanted to do that, we should have had an ad hoc committee, paid him nothing, and got it done. But I guess that's an interesting situation. We have to get through it. The real tragedy here is some of our best working employees and some of the visionaries that we demand so much of departmentally are the ones that are going to get hurt by this, and I don't think it's an appropriate move. I think the comparables that were used by Carlson Detman were appropriate. They were a broad brush of very similar communities, but they also created a more real mean average, especially when you look at the state from a competitive point of view. So I think it's unfortunate. It will delay us. I hope it doesn't delay us too much where our budget process is now constrained even further because of their inaction.
As you were looking at the numbers from the other cities, and some of the council members voted to remove some of those comparables, one of the discussion points came up that they weren't looking at cities with the same valuation or population. And I'm thinking, does the job equate to the same value regardless of city size?
It does, and they unfortunately didn't look at the way in which equalized value is prorated for population, even if it's larger or more equalized value or tax value or assessed value that we have here. The other important point is that when you're looking at retention or recruitment of mid-level managers or department heads, you're not going to be competing just in central Wisconsin or just between Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point, which have been our historic comparables. You're going to compete statewide. And the comparables that were presented create that real average where those other variables are taken into account. Hence what I feel is the deficiency in not putting them into the equation for analysis.
Now you've got a 7-day timeline to get a budget presentation ready with numbers that are really in flux because of this Detman-Carlson study. what are you going to do with the budget presentation, knowing you have some variable numbers?
Well, we're going to have a placeholder. We're going to have a placeholder of approximately $170,000 that is for, quote, salary adjustments. And that's how it's going to be until that pay plan is set, until the comparables can come out. We are going to clearly be delayed. I just hope it's not enough where it affects the timeline for the personnel committee meeting in November and then the council meeting in November, which is where the budget has to be adopted. It's one thing to go through the budget presentation, but when you get to the budget adoption, it needs to be a final document, and that's what we cannot delay. And I hope that we are not in a situation where that happened. I was shocked that we even had an alderperson suggest that we just do a 1% across-the-board increase and do it that way, not taking into account the huge swings that we have in salaries across the board. Some of our folks are drastically underpaid. Some of them are drastically overpaid right now. And you can't just say we're going to do a 1% across the board and not take into account a real analysis of the statistics that weights it job to job in terms of where that will fall.
And with those that are technically overpaid, it may take a long time for them to leave by retirement or other means to get those numbers down.
Correct.
So, anything you want to add today?
No, we're thrilled we have the project for the Dunhams. It is by far one of the more exciting that we've had a chance to do in terms of real new jobs, and to get them into a building that will see significant renovation and re-energizing in an area of our community where we most need it. We've waited a long time for that, and it's a very special project.
You did have on the agenda negotiating for the former Mid-State building and also the Emerson School site. Anything happened there?
Nothing that I can comment on.
It's in the works, but nothing now.
Nothing that I can comment on.
All right.